So, how are you today?
Good.
I'm good, thank you. Very good. I hope you're looking forward to starting your course of treatment.
Excellent.
We find that most of our clients tend to be rather excited by the time that the big day has arrived. All that anticipation and build up, and now it's really about to happen. They also tend to be a little nervous, but let me assure you that we'll do everything we can to make you feel at ease. Actually, making sure that you're really fully relaxed is an important part of the treatment. I see that you have already undressed, and would you like to take a seat on our therapy couch? Are you comfortable? Awesome. Yeah. I know the gown is a bit flimsy, but we do require our clients to wear them for easy access, as it were. I'll just perch here on the edge and explain what's going to happen today. I want to be absolutely clear, so you're not taken by surprise by anything. Just let me get your details up on my tablet and... yeah. So... you've signed up for an introductory course of SPT, Sexual Pleasure Therapy, to treat your, let me just check your notes, general sense of unease. Okay, that's interesting. Given the state of the world, it's surprising that we don't have more clients presenting with this. Anyway, as you know, the idea behind SPT is pretty simple. Basically, at this Institute for Advanced Sexual Therapists, we do believe that you can cheer people up by giving them fun things to do. I know, who would have thought about it, right? It's just the principle behind a number of alternative therapies. For example, swimming with dolphins, cuddling with puppies is fun. Even immersing yourself in ice, for some people, that is fun, apparently. So, the psychosexual geniuses behind SPT, you read the promotional material, right? Yeah, that's what it says. Well, they decided that more fun equals more therapeutic benefits. So, they asked themselves, what's the most fun thing you can do? And the answer was really obvious. So obvious that they were amazed that no one else had thought of it before. The treatment that you're about to receive is based on the idea that mental health can be improved dramatically through regular exposure to extreme pleasure. And the most extreme pleasure known to human is, of course, sexual pleasure. And that pleasure is what you're here for, and I'm going to provide it to you. You'll be undergoing a course of 3 sessions involving guided sexual stimulation, with each session culminating in what can only be described as exquisite orgasmic release. Today's session is all about visual and tactile stimulation, with a specific focus on body parts identified as being particularly arousing for you. Session 2 is based around mutual oral and manual stimulation, and session 3 is a sexual free-for-all culminating in full sexual intercourse. Does that meet your approval? Good. I'm very pleased to hear that. Having said that, I honestly never heard a client saying no to that question. So now, before we start, I'm going to run through a couple things with you. We have analyzed the sexual preference assessment test, which you took online. It's very clear that you experience extremely high levels of arousal when exposed to female bottoms. Looking at your SPA chart, I have to say you're almost off the scale. Wow. Does it seem like an accurate result? Do you find yourself attracted to women with particularly shapely asses? There's no need to be shy. These sessions work best in an atmosphere of complete sexual frankness. So I repeat the question. When you see a woman with a firm, round, shapely bottom, do you become sexually aroused? Does your penis become erect? Do you want to touch a nozzle and lick lady's bottom? I'll take that nervous little nod as yes. All the practitioners here have particular sexual specialisms, together with certain highly appealing physical attributes, and they are paired up with our clients accordingly. I was assigned your case because of this. As you can see, I have a rather attractive bottom, which you'll be getting to know very, very well in the course of our session. And before we begin, I need you to okay the activities I've planned for you. I'm going to go through them one by one, and hopefully you'll give me your informed consent for each stage. If you have any questions, please just ask. First of all, I will be positioning myself on the treatment couch, facing away from you, lowering my scrubs and encouraging you to stimulate yourself while you look at my bottom. A medical-grade lubricant will be provided. Do you have consent for this part of the session? Good. Then, I'll kneel on all fours, straddling your thighs with my bottom pointing towards you. You'll be encouraged to massage and manipulate my cheeks with your hands while masturbating. At this stage in the proceeding, we normally ask our clients to use lubricant on the practitioner. We have found that this facilitates a more gratifying tactile experience. Then you'll be encouraged to kiss, lick and nuzzle my bottom as an aid to masturbation. I imagine that I have your consent for that. Excellent. By this stage, if everything is progressing normally, we should be quite close to sexual climax. In order to facilitate orgasm, we will practice genital posterior contact. What do I mean by that? Sorry, I have a tendency to use a bit too much jargon at times. Occupational hazard. What I mean by that is that you will take your erect and well-lubricated penis and just rub it against my ass cheeks and between my ass cheeks until you have an orgasm. This is an activity we have found to be exceptionally stimulating, especially for clients with your sexual preference profile. Do I have your consent for this? Excellent. In that case, I think we're ready to begin. I'm sure you'll find it an intensely arousing and fulfilling experience. Certainly more fun than swimming with dolphins. Now I'm just going to climb onto the treatment couch. Turn around so I'm facing away from you. And I'll begin the visual stimulation procedure by squatting like this. There you go. As you can see, I have my knees quite far apart, which means the material of my scrubs is stretched quite tightly across my bottom. I'd like you to pull up your gown to expose your genitals. Excellent. You did that very quickly. That's why we stipulate the wearing of these silly gowns. They have their advantages. I can see that you are already fully erect. Very impressive. There's a lubricant near you. Could you place some on your penis? Great. Okay. Looks like we're all set. So please start to masturbate. I'm just gonna pull down these scrubs a bit so you can see the top part of my bottom. No, I'm not wearing no panties. You'll notice that my rear is quite beautifully proportioned. We do find that clients with your sexual preference do seem to enjoy female bottoms, which are smooth and firm, yet soft and yielding. I think that you'll find that mine fits that bill perfectly. I forgot to mention that in order for you to benefit as much as possible from this session, we do require some degree of control on your part.
if at any point before genital posterior contact commences you feel the urge to ejaculate, please stop masturbating. This is important if you are to maximize your sexual pleasure today, which of course is the point of this session. So now I'm gonna maintain this squatting position and pull the scraps down around my thighs so you have visual access to my full bottom. That's it. Keep masturbating. Up and down. Up and down. It's important that you concentrate on the stimulus I'm providing. Do not allow your focus to waver. The sight of these smooth, generous arms should be your whole world at the moment. The object of your devotion. Good. I see you're maintaining steady masturbatory pace. It seems like you are very well practiced in this activity. I'd like you to keep up the pace while we move into the second stage of this procedure. Now, I'm just gonna sweep my scrap bottoms off. There we go. I'll kneel on my floor, straddling you. That's it, keep masturbating. Let me back up a bit. I hope you're anticipating the next part of the procedure, which involves exploring my posterior with your hands. That's it, keep up the even, steady pace while you're revealing the side of my nakedness, displayed for your enjoyment. I want you to take in details of my bare bottoms, get to know it, enjoy its roundness and the exciting furrow between my smooth cheeks. Notice its texture, its smoothness, but also those delectable goosebumps and freckles. How are you getting on? Is the level of stimulation sufficient to maintain a strong erection? Good, very good, I can see that it is. Okay, I'd like you to put a generous amount of lubricant into your non-dominant hand. Yeah, like that. Now, gently rub it into my buttocks. That's it. Make sure my cheeks are well covered. Keep masturbating with your other hand. Now, I want you to gently rub lubricant into my ass crack. Can I ask you at this point not to go any lower? The vulva will be introduced in the next session. For now, I think my ass gives us plenty to work with. Now, please pay attention to my anus. Does it help your arousal levels? Try with some small circular motions with your thumb all over it. Like that. Good. Good. I think things are progressing very nicely. Very nicely indeed. Your breathing is becoming rather shallow. And I notice light involuntary backing up of the hips. Excellent. It really is most pleasing to see a client enjoying himself so much. It means I'm doing my job. But remember, you need to hold on. Yeah, hold on till the final stage of today's session. Yeah, for maximum therapeutic benefits, you know? Now, I think we've established that you often masturbate while viewing as focused pornography. What kind of poses do you find particularly exciting? Remember what I said. There is no need to be embarrassed. Shame is not acceptable here, just pleasure. Now, from research I've carried out, I know that clients with your sexual preference profile enjoy the face down as up position. Is that the case with you? I thought so. Okay, I want you to stop masturbating now. Yeah, I know it's difficult, but trust me, it will be worth it. Scoop up the couch a bit. Then kneel behind me and let me get into position for you. There we go. Full visual access. I'm open and exposed for you. Now, I realize that this is extremely stimulating, but it's still too soon in the proceeding for you to ejaculate. We need to build up excitement even more so that your climax is going to be as pleasurable as possible. Now, please, resume your manual manipulation of my ex-cheeks. Yeah. Whenever you're ready, I'd like you to kiss it. Lick it and nuzzle my bottom. Anywhere you like. Just avoiding the vulva, of course, if possible. That's it. You can use both ends. Or just one if you want to continue to stroke your dick. Do whatever you want. It's all about your pleasure. Do I have to say I'm finding this somewhat stimulating as well? Between you and me, after these sessions, I generally have to find a quiet spot to see to myself. Though, in the more advanced sessions, practitioners are required to orgasm too, since that increases the pleasure experienced by the client. You'll find out about that next time. But for now, God, yes, your tongue on my asshole is very nice. And the way you're nuzzling and licking my cheeks. Oh God, it's... Anyway, I think, judging by the little whimpers and moans you're making, that the procedure is drawing towards a conclusion. I'm going to lay flat on the couch. Yeah, like this. And I want you to place your penis between my ass cheeks. You can hold it into position with your thumb, or... Oh, well, you got there before me. I was going to say you can push my jiggly cheeks together, making a smooth, slippery tunnel of ass flesh, which is exactly what you've done. That's it. Trust up and down the slippery crack. Yeah, up and down. Up and down. There's no need to hold back now. This is the climax of today's session. You've received more than enough sexual stimulation to achieve an orgasm, a very intense one. That's it. Keep thrusting. Watch as you pleasure yourself with my smooth, soft, fat ass. Very soon you'll be experiencing an exquisite sexual release all over my bottom. Oh gosh, you're really thrusting now, aren't you? I can feel you tensing up, and your breathing is very rapid, and you're vocalizing pleasure. It's okay, you can come anytime you want now, just release, just let it come, and ejaculate on my ass, squirt your cum on my cheeks, yeah, that's it, I can feel you coming. I can feel your semen on my ass. Oh, another squirt. Yeah. Let it all out. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Well done. Oh, good job. You did very well. Given that this was your first session, you did great. Now, I want you to lie down to me. And we can stay like this till you're recovered. That's it. It's like your breathing and heart rate return to normal. There's no rush. We can stay like this for a little while longer. Take a deep breath. Very nice. I hope you don't mind. Your body feels very good against me. I have to say I'm looking forward to our next sessions. And I know you are too.